Okay, so this is a very specific chart, and it's full of energy. It's full of that colored in stuff, but it's in very specific places. And we're going to start there. We're going to start with everything that's colored in. So this chart is one of a type that is called a manifesting generator. And type in human design tells you the type of aura this person is going to have, and the way that aura will then resonate with and interface with the world around them. And manifesting generators are technically generators. There are four types in total. Manifestors are their own type, generators are their own type. And this design is a blend of that manifestor and generator. But it's really important for you to understand that the base of that is a generator. That is the root aura of this design. And what that means is that the resonance with life is one of response. The generator has a sacral center, that is that red square around the belly area in the body graph, and that is an energy center. That's an engine, a powerhouse. Generators are builders. They are the workforce of humanity. It's the majority of humanity. If you add up generators and manifesting generators, that's a lot of us. I say us because I am a generator. And this powerhouse energy, it's like an engine of a car, and that's exactly how to think about it. But it doesn't really have a driver, it has roads to which it responds, and that is the perfect way to think about your infant. It is not driving itself through the universe. It is responding to what's immediately in front of it within the universe. That is the generator signature. Behave in response. Don't initiate. It's not don't start things. It's anything that is started is done in response to something presented. And so the job of a parent with a generator, and I'll come onto the manifesting bit in a minute, but the job of a parent with a generator is to be the one that presents those options. And the core of it is to help your child understand how their specific system works in response and how to read the cues. Because it's not a verbal thing, this generator sacral pulse. It is a very body-led, in not so much instinctive and not really gut response. It's such a somatic movement. It's a resonant frequency. And so it is the car that is choosing the next road based on the forks that present in it's themselves in front of it. Now, the really interesting part about this design is that is not the most powerful energy present. It is the dominant way they need to interface with the world, but it is not their biggest volume input. That lives in that little brown triangle on the right-hand side, and that is the solar plexus center. That's the emotional center. The emotional center is a big thing in human design. About 50% of humanity have it colored in, and 50% don't. When it's colored in, it is a fixed way of emoting and experiencing the emotional realm. When it is not colored in, it is susceptibility to the emotions of others. And that's important to say because this design is so heavily emotional. There are three, what we call channels. And they are the little lines that connect any one center, in this case, the little triangle on that right-hand side, to the throat center, which is the little square around where the throat would be. There are two lines, two channels, which connect these two centers together, the 3536 and the 1222. And that's really relevant for this design because those are both classic manifesting generator channels. They are what make manifesting the part of this chart, both of them. And so the emotional center is another motor. It's different. It's not an engine like the sacral center, that red square. It is a powerful output of energy, hence motor. And when a motor in human design is connected to that throat center, we have a manifesting energy. And what this means is that this person is absolutely here to move emotions. They are so dominantly emotional. And sometimes in a human design reading, I'm talking about the different types of waves of the emotional center. It's really irrelevant for this chart because all of them are there. There are three different streams that run through the emotional center, and there's all of them. There's the 3536, which is all about experiences, newness. I want everything to feel different. Life is for living. This is so fun. I want to be excited all the time. And then 1222 is all about openness. It's the social channel. It's I want to have people interaction and I want to tell stories and be having fun with other people. And this chart is also in the profile. It's a 4-6. Don't need to know where that comes from, but it's a social being. So all of that is present, along with that 4037, which connects the solar plexus emotional center to the ego center. And that 4037 is a beautiful channel that makes tribal emotion possible. It's all to do with bonds made and broken. It is the links which keep families and society together. There is also this little hanging sixth gate there that you can see, and that's another little emotional color to this. And it's all to do with boundaries and peace. And it's the access point to all of this emotional center. So when I look at this design, what I know is that this being is here to emote. And when you're putting that in an adult context, that says one thing. But in a child context, it's really important to understand that emotion and moving that emotion is everything to do with how they will orient, but it isn't how to make decisions. So let me break down what that means. The combination of this chart is the manifesting generator. Now, the manifesting bit, the bit with all of those emotions and the emotions to throat and all of that that I've spoken about, is very impulsive. It's very driven by feelings. And the generator bit, the little sacral center that is connected to the root center, that's the one at the very bottom, is split off from that entirely. So not only is this chart kind of the blend of two types, but where those two types live in its chart are very separated from one another. And this is a really important thing for the parent to know. This child's energy is its bedrock. What it has the energetic engine capacity for is the right decision for it, not what it feels like doing, because the feelings come from that manifestor initiation. So, manifesting generators are the kids who are going to have played with every toy in the pen. Sorry, we have a playpen at home. Every toy in the toy box, whatever it is, they're going to have done everything before 8 a.m. They're going to have sampled everything. And their sampling looks sometimes to adults like flakiness and inability to sit down and finish something and always wanting to be doing something else and never being satisfied with what they have. But what I want you to understand is that this design is here to sample. It's here to follow its emotional current to give it things to respond to. So its bedrock is that response, but the emotional current is what pushes it towards the different things to respond to. And that's the way this works. And realistically, as an infant, it's going to look messy. It's going to look chaotic. There is a lot of chaos in this design, which I'll come onto later. And that's not necessarily a terrible thing. But their emotions will drive their behavior for many of the early years. But there's a signal underneath that that is stronger. And it's so interesting because usually manifesting generators get this reputation for never finishing anything. But your particular manifesting generator has a very specific generator definition. If we look back at that sacral red center and the root center at the base of the chart, you'll see the channel that connects it is the 4253. This is literally the channel of I've started something, so I will finish it. So this is not going to be a classic manifesting generator, which is always on to the next thing and seems flighty. They have an immense amount of energy to stick with something all the way to the end. This channel is the one of the evolutionary development. Think of the upward helix of spiral evolution. That is what this channel indicates. And it is their grounding energy resource. And what that means is that whenever you notice this infant really sticking with something, you know their generator center, their energy capacity is fully online to do that. And that's what's so exciting about being a parent with this knowledge. You get to see their emotional top end, if you like, and all of the things that that entails. And that really does mean these children need to have their emotions completely out by the end of the day or before every nap time. If they're having an emotion expression before they go to sleep, that's totally normal, totally natural. That is exactly what they need to do. They need to get it moving and out of them in order to be able to settle. And it doesn't mean anything necessarily. And that's a big tool that you have for this infant as they grow. Their emotions are always relevant and always valid, but they're not always meaningful. They're just feelings moving through them. And the best thing for feelings for this design is to allow them to move, allow them to be expressed. And you and the rest of the infrastructure around them gets to be the powerful anchor of presence whilst they feel the out of control emotions, and then brings them back to what does your body feel is the right thing to do? What do you feel you've got the energy for? Not what's exciting, not what's going to make you feel something different. We're not here to change the feelings. That's not the job. We're here to give your energy the right direction, because when that generator responds in a direction that's happy and content, it is going to hum along and finish that thing all the way through to the end. And that's really this challenge, the challenge of the definition of this design. The emotions are going to feel overwhelming and exciting, and they're going to pull this person into all sorts of different places. But the core is the capacity to stay with something comes from when they let their body decide, not their feelings. And things that are going to recharacterize this and make it interesting for you, there's two elements that I still want to cover. One is the open centers, and the other is going to be that chaos gate that I mentioned earlier, because it's a really key part of this design. Let's start by looking again at the open centers. So open centers are the places where you can be conditioned, you can receive energy. And the most interesting center in this entire chart isn't one of the colored in ones. It's the one on the left-hand side opposite the solar plexus that is completely open. That's absolutely open. No little gates hanging to be connected. It is a completely open splenic center. And the spleen center is everything to do with fear and therefore safety. And so what this drive is in this entire design is a complexity around when it feels safe. And safe is different to good, and it's different to energetically content. Safe is a very physiological, my body feels like I know where I am. And this design, for an infant, they will derive safety from you, and they will resource the safety from the spleens around them, and therefore they may be an attached, dependent, somewhat needy seeming child, and that is totally natural. They are learning where their true strength lies through this emotional experimentation with the world and where they find their contentment and their energetic happy. And that is in the backdrop of not really physically feeling good all the time. So these might be the infants that have stranger danger. They might be the infants who really don't want to be passed off to a different parent or to a different caregiver. They may be the ones who feel like to your nervous system, they're really attached. Not even full presence all the time, but when you're there, you have to be there. And what they're doing is they're learning what safety feels like. And that's the job right now. This is not a problem to be solved. They don't need to find safety on their own. They're infants. They're learning the signatures of safety from the experience of any of the spleens around them influencing their splenic center. And that's the whole gig. You get to be a rudder of safety whilst they learn their true response and their true drivers over in the sacral complex and the emotional complex. And they also have an open G center. That's the big diamond in the center. And that's a center of direction and love. And the reason this fascinates me is because these kind of beings typically have this capacity to fit anywhere in life. They are identity mergers. And what they can really do is have the ability to walk into any social setting and fit in. They don't really know which social setting they want to walk into. That's one of the other problems. But that's okay, because these kind of people follow other people. They're not followers to be passive. They're followers because they want to know what emotionally is going on over there in that social group, because it looks interesting. So that is what they will do. And that means that these are the kind of children who will be led by their siblings into things. They're also the kind of people that will be led by their friend group into emotionally charged situations. And they sometimes will cause the emotional charge, and they'll sometimes try and be the helpers. Remember that spleen is trying to create safety for everyone. So they might try and resolve the emotional crisis. But the big thing to understand with all of that is if you look at the actual chart, if you go to jovianarchive.com and get the full chart with all the plans, there's lots of this specific gate 36. It appears four full times. And that's really interesting because the gate 36 is the gate of crisis. It's in this emotional complex. It's the one that goes, oh, we want to throw everything, caution to the wind, and we're going to go off to the new experience. It is a chaos frequency. And it doesn't mean that your child is always going to cause chaos. It means that you're probably going to find them in the heart of chaos, watching what happens to learn about life so that they know how chaos ends and can start a new cycle from that. It's this odd combination of, in order to learn how to do something, you have to be in the middle of it. And so their childhood may very well be filled with this emotional chaos frequency. And the other reason for that is in their design, their profile, they have a 4-6, and the sixth line in a profile is all to do with the first 30 years are very, very physically challenging. The reasons for that are immaterial because it makes this whole reading far too lengthy. But just know that the first 30 years of your child's life are here for experimentation and learning and putting their body into all of the experiences that they are going to need to prove to be their greatest sources of wisdom later on in their life. And given what I see on this chart, I really think that they're going to be learning about how to distinguish where their energy power lights up versus where their emotional interest lights up. And that's the biggest tool for you as a parent. Your job is to support them to understand how their body moves towards something in positive response or away from something in negative response as a separate signaling mechanism to everything that their emotions are doing. And their emotions might be wild and crazy. They might be super high, super low, but their body is moving differently. And the body is the true source of their real instinctive responsiveness to life. And the key is, all of those emotions are going to color the response, but not necessarily change it. So the whole process for this design is to let them respond to things over time, sleeping on big decisions, all of that sort of thing, as they get older, to make sure that they really feel the full emotional backdrop to every decision that they're making. Doesn't apply with what do you want for dinner, or what's mealtime, or gesturing a candy at them, or a carrot. You know, their body is going to have a feeling in that moment, and they get to respond in that moment. And then the bigger things, it's about allowing them to really understand what the full emotional color of a decision is before they make it. That's for all emotional adult manifesting generators. But for this particular infant, it is really important that we start very early understanding emotional content and physiological resonance energy content are two different streams of information, and we get to help them decode which is which.